Hank FM app.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Our daily dose of those really bad at being awful. Let's go to lovely East Texas, which is basically a different state in its own right. And an interesting little case that happened on with a 43-year-old woman. You know how jails record calls with inmates?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that doesn't just apply to phone calls. Also, the video variety. And a 43-year-old woman in Texas got arrested after she was having a video call with an inmate. She was not the inmate, but she is now. 43-year-old Jessica Wolf, in this video, decided it was a great time to smoke meth.
Oh, dear.
While she was on this video call with an inmate. Incarcerated.
Never a good time for that. Ever.
And it's
ever.
Not sure if people were watching it real time or they watched it in the post to review it. But nonetheless, Jessica got a got a visit from some authorities last Friday. They had a warrant. And then they found all sorts of stuff, of course. So she is she's in the clip. Maybe she'll get face-to-face time, though, now with that. Cut out the middleman.
Hey, bestie. So it is tough to find a job in this economy, but an enterprising young man by the name of Jonathan Hackett is going places, namely jail. He broke into a Little Caesars in Kinston, North Carolina, made some fresh pies, and then sold them to customers.
Huh.
He did it twice in one weekend, kept the money, eventually got into a fight with some actual employees over the matter. He did rack up a few charges, but A-plus for hustle.
Yeah,
you know?
Man.
I mean, let's go.
Let's put his picture on the wall for a couple reasons.
Pizza, pizza.
Dum, 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 dum. Well, let's go to a Taco Bell in Muncie, Indiana. And Ricky Allen Taylor, who won't be visiting this Taco Bell anymore. 33-year-old Ricky Allen Taylor. Got to say all three names in an incident like this. Well, he tried to rob the Muncie, Indiana Taco Bell and the employees there with his weapon of choice, pruning shears. Yes, pruning shears. He found those menacing enough to give it a go while wearing a red mask and a neon orange sweatshirt because, you know, you want to blend in.
Well, yeah.
Uh-huh. Ricky evidently demanded money, but he left empty-handed. I wouldn't say that. He had a nice outfit nice gardening tools.
Serious. You know, there's lots of ways to protect your home from the elements. A blowtorch to melt the ice, however, not the best idea.
Not another one.
Yeah. Oh, man. One man went with the idea from Milton, Massachusetts. Do you see where this is going?
Mm.
Yeah, his house caught on fire.
Yeah.
It spread quite fast. Firefighters had to rush to the scene, but I will admit, the ice was gone.
Pizza, pizza.
See?
Dum, 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 dum.
Maybe he was ahead of the curve on that. Let's go to Portland, Oregon. And just outside of Portland, a woman has pled guilty in federal court to, starting at September 2 years ago into February of last year, dumping 500,000 gallons of industrial wastewater into a sanitary sewer. This was all part of the Northwest Slurry Solutions and Hydro Excavation Facility.
Ugh.
Yeah, and she was in charge of getting rid of this hazardous stuff, but she just decided to just turn the faucet on and just let it go in the nearby sewer.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she's got 5 years in prison, $250,000 fine. 3 years of supervised release. And maybe possible will it float person in the future.
So picture this. You break into an ice cream shop and are not wearing the right shoes for the job. A man in Southern California found out the hard way that the floors can be very slippery and fell flat on his back. To his credit, he did try to clean up the mess and grabbed a cone on the way out, because after all that, didn't he deserve one?
Aww. And then finally, let us go this past Saturday. You ever take one of those, like, studio tours and things?
Oh,
they put you on the bus and all of that stuff.
The tram.
This was at Universal Studios Hollywood on Saturday during their tram tour. And for some unknown reason, a man was caught fully disrobing in front of everybody and the studio.
No.
He, quote, appeared to be under the influence, but it is unclear if he's facing charges. for the matter. But it's good to see Mickey Rourke getting out there.
Dum, you know? Dum, 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 dum.